What's up, everybody? This is the Solar Growth Podcast, a podcast designed to help solar professionals to grow their business and close more deals. My name is Kyle Thumb with CleanEnergyMarketing.com, and I am your host who interviews top sales and marketing professionals to get the inside tips and strategies that are currently working in the solar industry. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope that you enjoy the show. I would want to talk to someone like you because I think you obviously know what you're doing, and I'm sure you have a lot of value to translate to people. And then I checked out your, I think it was your most recent training video where you were kind of walking them through the different aspects of what makes your business successful, and you really have everything down to a T. So for anyone who's either watching or listening to this, can you just give a little like intro, a short background into you and what it is that you do and kind of how you got here?
Sure. And we are recording, huh?
Yes, we are.
Cool. I appreciate that, Kyle, and thanks for chatting with me. My name is Jonathan Bernasso. I've been in the solar industry for about over 6 years now. I'm Southern California, born and raised from Claremont. I live in Diamond Bar. And I started in the solar industry 6 years ago, Solar City Tesla. This gal I used to work with at Verizon Wireless, I used to do cell phone sales and management. After I got my grad school degree at Cal Poly Pomona, she said, "You should check out this Tesla Solar City company. They're doing cool things." And I was like, "Okay, let me check it out. I'm also studying to get my real estate license." And I joined Solar City 6 years ago or so, and quickly became one of the top guys there. 76 installations in 1 year, doing pretty well in Southern California. Got my real estate license, dabbled with rental properties, and closed a few transactions. And we all know what happened with Tesla Solar City, kind of that whole shakedown. I switched over to real estate and a private solar broker, and then got a little stagnant, so then went to Sunrun Corporate, did really well there for about 2 years, one of the top guys in California for them. And then I just saw another opportunity with Power. They're like the EXP Realty of the solar world, or the Keller Williams. And I'm an agent with EXP Realty with my real estate. And so I just saw the writing on the wall, and that's where I'm at today.
Awesome. So I love that you have the background with EXP, because EXP really disrupted the real estate industry. And I know a lot of real estate agents that absolutely hate EXP. It sounds like you're 95-100% confident. You believe that companies like EXP and Power are kind of the wave of the future?
Not 100%. I think that they're going to have significant market share. I think there'll always be a place for the Tesla or the Sunrun. EXP is the third largest nationwide brokerage in the country very quickly. They do have a lot of cool virtual tools. It's a platform with low overhead, which with everything going on today seems to make more and more sense. So I think there's a lot of value props added and a platform added, but it doesn't make sense for everybody, right? Like EXP, if you're never going to tell one agent about EXP and you can never entice someone to join EXP under you, I don't think EXP might be for that person. Maybe a flat fee brokerage might be for that person. So I do think these models hold value and great value propositions, and I think their trajectories are just on fire. But it's not for everyone, and I think older models will still hold place moving forward. Yeah,
I think it's. I think a lot of people discredit those things just because it's different, and people, industries specifically, don't like to acknowledge change or that there's even a different way to do things. And I think being different isn't necessarily a bad thing. So one of the things that is probably, I'm sure, one of your greatest skills when working with those companies is your ability to kind of build a team or build a tribe. What strategies have you used, and like what kind of people have you looked to bring on board when you're building your team?
Yeah, great question. Being in the industry 6 years, I had friends at SolarCity and then Tesla, even at Verizon Wireless and Best Buy, where I used to do sales and management. Verizon cell phone sales guys are very savvy salespeople. And so then I went to a private broker, and then I gained my real estate sphere and following. And so when I went to like Sunrun, for example, every company has a spiff or reward or payment for recruiting talent, every company, including Sunrun. And so I told all my friends and family, like, hey, I'm working for Sunrun. We're hiring. We got guys that can go in the Costco's, Home Depot's. We have consultant positions open. And I would just reach out, put feelers out, social media, LinkedIn, text, call all my people. A lot of people are looking for jobs all the time. And I'm just good at that, right? Networking, always staying in touch, staying relevant, being big on social media and LinkedIn. I even took it a step further to where I told my manager, let's have a hiring fair. There's a community clubhouse nearby. I get it for cheap. We'll put it on Meetup. We'll put it on LinkedIn, put it on Facebook. We'll let all the other reps know. Because if we get someone to join our organization, we all benefit. We all get money and we all do better. So to me, it's like, duh, why don't we do something like this? And so wherever I go, just has this same theme and feel and touch, right? It's just part of my cadence. And so Power really, not to toot them up, but they really took all of my things combined. They took my salespeople, my ambassadors, my referral partners, other contractors, realtors, sales professionals, and solar professionals. It has something for every single one of those, and it allows me to succeed and strive in a massive way. And so same thing. Hey, there's this program. You can join. You can be an ambassador. You should look into it. And I reach out and I post and I post and I post. And a lot of people are like, Jonathan, you're crushing it, man. Maybe I could sell solar on the side. Maybe I can be your ambassador. Everyone at Verizon Wireless is losing their commission structure right now. They're going to like an Apple store, if you will, like a flat model. And so all those guys that are feeding their families are like, crap, how am I gonna continue to live at this lifestyle that I have? And so just it's in my cadence, it's in my DNA, networking, telling people that they should look at opportunities and
Yeah, I think I spoke with a gentleman, Curtis Bailey, a couple of weeks back, and one of the things that we talked about was when you're looking for talent, like there's plenty of talent that's out there, and there are industries or jobs that aren't working for them, or maybe aren't using them to the, utilizing them to what their actual skill is. Where if they're, I mean, if they're a good salesman and they're knocking door to door for pest control, like why wouldn't we find those people and try to bring them into the solar space where they can make a lot more money? And obviously, it's going to help our businesses as well. One of the things I love about you is I watched just a short, I think it's like 45-minute training video that you had created for new members of your team, I believe. But I think one of the things that I appreciate about you is that you have probably one of the most complete training, like as far as marketing and sales, that I've seen for anyone in the solar industry, meaning. A lot of people want to ignore all the kind of the old-fashioned skill sets as far as networking and in-person events and doing all those little things that are really going to help you to build a successful business that is going to hopefully flourish. And I think that there's definitely not enough of that in the solar space with people that they focus on one thing. Maybe they only focus on door knocking. Maybe they only focus on using online ads, and they don't really focus on kind of those old school business techniques. Can you tell us a little bit about your philosophy when it comes to networking and events and how it's helped your business?
yeah, first of all, thank you. That's a huge compliment. I don't know if it's from my parents or the community I grew up in that I picked this up, but a lot of us are kind of business owners, independent. Maybe we have a base pay, maybe we're heavily commissioned, whatever that looks like. And so to me, networking should be at the core of whatever you do. You want your community to know about it, whatever city you live in, area you live in. And so joining the Chamber of Commerce in my city 5 years ago now, maybe, and getting to know the chief of police and the city council and the mayor and showing up for the breakfasts and getting up and giving away a free prize and saying about solar. And, you know, you do these things for years and years, and then they ask you to be on the board of the young professionals, or they ask you to be on the board of directors, and now your platform is up here. But if you didn't do that for years and years and years, you'd never get there, right? So you have to start somewhere and just do it. Showing up to the breakfasts aren't fun at 7:30 in the morning, but I knew that someday it would lead me to where I want to be. And at a chamber breakfast, someone told me, hey, you should check out Business Networking International, BNI, which I credit a lot of my success to. And I really believe everyone should be in a BNI group or a team networking group of some sort. And that's an even more powerful way of networking. So I just think for me, everyone needs to find their niche, something that works for them. Maybe it's social media, maybe it's networking, maybe it's BNI or Facebook ad, maybe it's door knocking. I admire those guys tremendously. I'll never do that, but I admire them tremendously. And it's a necessity in our industry. So yeah, I love what you said, just the old school ways, trying different things. For me, it's really like knowing my spheres in my life, getting to know a crap ton of people, combining that with real estate, bringing it all home in social media with a platform on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn where they're all gonna see me, right? That age old adage, when you see something 8 times, it finally clicks. Right, the magazine, the billboard, the radio, the blah, blah. And so they're going to see me on multiple platforms multiple times, which I think is huge. So social media, and then you just couple that with the networking, the Chamber of Commerce, the BNI, and it overlaps. And you do this, and you build up your book of business and your referrals, and you just do great service and great sales. And we're also fortunate enough to be in an industry that it just sells itself. We don't have to sell, for Christ's sake. Like, you just show it and it makes sense, especially in certain states like California. So I just feel so fortunate to be at this point 6 years later, where there's days where I get 3 referrals. Texts, calls, please get me a quote. Did you call my buddy that wants a referral? I had a realtor text me and say, how did it go with the referral I sent you? Like, it's barely hard to keep up after doing all these things for so long.
So. Yeah, I think it's so many people are 100% focused on the short term, and they don't really want to invest their time in something that won't necessarily have a payoff in the immediate future. My business used to be more geared towards local small businesses and just like all different industries before I focused exclusively on solar. And when I was doing that, I was going to these networking events. I was going to the Chamber of Commerce, and it's just such a valuable tool if you do it properly. Because a lot of people that haven't necessarily gotten referrals, they don't realize like the real power of becoming that expert and becoming that person within a large network. And I think what I remember I told a person that the strangest feeling was the first time I had somebody who was like, "Oh yeah, hey man, so and so told me that I should talk to you." And I, because most of my obviously networking content is online, I was like, oh, that's awesome. And I didn't even know who so-and-so was. And that's kind of the really, once you start getting out there and you expand your network, not only are those people in your circle, but then if you have that positivity and that message that resonates with them, then every single person in their circle, and that's just how it expands. And it makes it fairly easy and fun to grow a business in a less stressful way. And I think the most important thing about it too is just having multiple channels so that you aren't relying on one specific source for customers. And if you have all these different avenues where you're getting referrals and you have online leads and you have people that are like, if you have customers coming at you from every single direction, your business is probably going to be successful, especially during hard times like right now, which for the solar industry, we're actually very, very fortunate that, like you said, it's an easy product to sell. And even in times like this, where it's very resilient compared to other industries. So that's kind of a transition into what I mentioned was online marketing and content creation. Because from what I've seen, and I've spoke with hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of solo professionals. And I think one of the biggest areas that solo professionals can do to improve right now is creating content in their personal network. And because that's something that if your people in your network don't know what it is that you do, then they're never going to even think of you, even if they wanted to buy that product, right? So I look at all these professionals, and there's really not that many people that are creating content. But when I look at your profile, you're one of the few guys that I really admire and is doing an awesome job. What is kind of your what type of content do you like to create the most, and how has it helped your business? I guess my question is, what is your philosophy when it comes to creating content online?
Yeah. And thanks again for the compliment. man, it's taken years to get to this level. When I first tried my hand at real estate, the owner of the company sat in front of the room and said, "All you agents should be at 5,000 friends. I don't care if you don't know anybody and you don't know them, get to 5,000 friends." And that kind of sat for me, and I was like, I'm doing solar, I'm doing real estate. I'm just going to add everybody. I'm going to add every realtor. I'm going to increase my sphere and get up my number of friends. And I jokingly say, I'm not there to look at my friends' cat photos. I don't go to Chamber of Commerce's to drink the free iced tea. Like, we're there to do business. I want to make money and help people with renewable energy on social media, period. I don't need to see all these pictures and stories, and it's overwhelming as it is. So I'm there for business and to make money and spread positivity and lead with love and all this great stuff. And a lot of people aren't doing that on social media today. So, I just started posting, and you learn as you go, right? People don't want to be sold. You don't want to come at them hard, like, "You guys need to act now. It's ending now." No one's going to like that, share it, spread it at all. If you post a picture of an award or a recognition, or you say, "I did great this month," you're going to get the most likes you've ever got. If you post a fun picture of a selfie, maybe with a coworker or a customer as the panels are being installed, people love that. They love to see your face. They love to see rewards, accomplishments, interesting things, jokes, right? Things that matter. I mean, it just really branches off for me. Like, if there's a sale on a tower fan, I can provide value and show it.
And
Because it's kind of
it doesn't even have to. I mean, value is awesome, and it's obviously I think a lot of times people that don't do content marketing, one of the things that they do is they post images that's like, "Oh, this deal, $1,000 cash back, expires in 7 days. Message me now." And then they don't get the response that they want, and they just say, "Oh, well, it doesn't work for me." And it doesn't even have to be value. It could just be fun, like people taking selfies on a roof with the solar panel install. Or one of the things that I've done in my Facebook groups, I actually create solar memes. And the reason is because there's a lot of disinformation out there. If we can create a funny meme that kind of shows people how solar makes sense, then that's something that'll get them thinking. And then it also reminds them that, hey, that person's in the solar industry. And I think too many people take content way too seriously. And then another portion of people also are kind of what you were talking about, which is they're afraid to be a business person on their Facebook. They don't want to be all business. They don't want people to feel like they're being salesy. But I think that's just part of accepting the fact that you are a business. Like, you are a person that sells. You are a person that has a brand and a company that you're monitoring. And you're right, I don't really care about people's cat photos. And I think once you make that mindset, it becomes a completely different platform, and you realize that you're a creator and you're not a viewer. You're a producer, and you're not the person scrolling. You're the person trying to figure out what to post to stop people from scrolling. And that is definitely awesome. I think that's just something that not enough solo professionals do, because like you said, There's people out there that are everyone. I mean, have you ever met someone who doesn't want to decrease their bills? And so the fact that there's a lot of people out there that think solar is a scam, I think solar professionals should be creating content as much as possible.
Yeah, that's love all that. There's two things that came to mind. I'm in community groups on Facebook, right? Diamond Bar Buzzers, Roland Heights Buzz, Covina Buzz, or whatever. And even if you just post some valuable content, hey, this is a great nature hike. Hey, this is a great restaurant. Hey, this is so cool. And then you say, hey, I have a special for Diamond Bar. This is the thing that's zero down free information, or I just helped this other lady with a battery and she loved it. So you provide like fun, relevant value, and then when you do eventually sneak in the interesting post or the review, people love it. I've gotten messages on Rolling Heights, Dime Bar Buzzers just in the last few days of saying so and so, you help, blah 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 blah. And then the other thing I was gonna say, by getting up the number of friends, you get up the interactions. Who interacts with the post? Who likes it? Who shares it? Who loves it? And that way, things get on more people's feet. So there's a lot of value to doing all these things over time. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. It's. I mean, it's all about once again the long-term game, where it's not gonna necessarily result in a sale tomorrow, but it's gonna hopefully result in maybe a sale once a month starting 6 months from now, because you're gonna have built a network that of thousands of people that know what it is that you do. They trust you. They find you entertaining, and they know that if they have a question, you're the person that they're gonna go to.
Yep.
I want to talk to you about your success, because obviously you're super successful. So we were talking a little bit before I started recording, but I think we're talking about your month of May, and it was something like you closed 29 deals in the month of May or something like that. Was that correct?
Yes, total,
Okay, so what do you think was the most important? What do you think the most important aspect of your business was to accomplish that? Like, what do you attribute most to your success?
And in all fairness, with Power, they have a mentor program or ambassador program where someone uses you as the sales pro, the name on the contract. I have something ringing from somewhere that I don't know where it's coming from. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm glad it's not on my end, so.
There you go. Okay. A decent number of those were what we call mentor deals. It's like a 50-50 split. It is my name on the contract, my HIS license or whatnot. So part of being able to achieve that grand number was a lot of people used me as a mentor or just gave the lead to me. And then I closed it or sold it. So that was part of it, just to be fair. Whatever it was, 14, 16 of those were just my pure 100% deals, referrals myself. A couple were like two or three were leases. The majority though were all finance. And so and it's the best month I've ever had. And to get to that level, it's really a culmination of the 6 years of everything we're talking about, the events, the networking, the BNI, the Chamber of Commerce, the Facebook. Oh my God, the Facebook. The past hundreds of clients that give me referrals now, the realtors I've made relationships with, the general contractor, the HVAC AC guy that just gave me three referrals. Like, I don't mean to be boasting, but I'm drowning in like referrals right now. I have a list of 20 I haven't even called in the last week or two. It's sad. And it's a stupid problem to have, but after doing it for so long, I just, and look, it's the nature of what we're doing. It's freaking California. It's hot as hell. Edison's trying to go up 14%. There's a tax credit going away. There's blackouts. The PG&E and Edison SDG&E sucks. Like, there's a law that says this thing's required. I mean, come on, I'm not the brightest guy. And like, so when you've been, I've been so fortunate to be chugging away for 6 years to where when the stars align, God, on Facebook, on referrals, on all these things, that's a massive part of it. And then the second part of it is building a team with power, over 170 people total in the organization. Being able to build a team and then be a mentor on some of these deals or have people under me like realtors and such that just give me the lead as their mentor, I'm able to capture business that way on top of everything I've been doing. And let's be honest, we all know to work that much, you have to be probably single or no family and put in 10 to 14 hour days, 5 to 6 days a week to even handle that much volume. So
yeah, no, it's a good problem to have. I mean, I've always, one of the things that I tell people, they always ask me like, oh, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm busy. And they're like, oh, that's good. I'm like, yeah. One of the things I promised myself is I will never complain about being busy. Being busy is a great problem to have. That actually is a great transition, because one of the things, when you're busy, obviously routines and habits and self-care is all super important. And I know that that's something that you take seriously. And I believe that you also practice meditation and obviously healthy nutrition and physical activity. What personal habits do you think have been the most important and enabling you to kind of perform at this high level?
Yeah. Those things have been lacking lately, but it's always an uphill battle, right? You always have to try to find that balance, and it's difficult when you have months like the month of May or what we're about to go into at the end of the year here. And so breath work has been really big for me lately, really big. And you'll find me posting on my Facebook, Sunday free session, sometimes Mondays a free session. And I even have like one recorded, and it's just one of the most powerful energies to escape and free your mind and just feel amazing and declutter the energy and just change your space real quickly. And it's taken a while to build up to that level, doing some breathwork exercises and using a breathwork guru. But yeah, that's been very important for me lately. And just combining that with some music that fits that style, you know, even if it's a diffuser, oil diffuser or candle or something, just making sure the space is well suited, organized. Exercise has been lacking for me lately. So trying to do more of that, getting outdoors, always going to the gym was a big thing for me, but they just closed again yesterday. So yeah, trying to diet right, juicing, mindfulness, definitely. Even like apps like Headspace or Calm is I used to do those quite a bit. And just getting outdoors, trying to exercise more, biking, tennis. Recently, I just forced myself to pay a guy to give me some lessons with my buddy so we can get into a routine and force ourselves to work out. And it'll be on my calendar now, so I have to commit to it.
Awesome. Have you ever played tennis before?
Yeah, I grew up with some lessons, nothing formal. I'm more of a soccer guy myself, but nothing formal. Yeah, just for fun.
I played tennis in high school.
Oh.
I'm a very competitive person. So I remember a couple of years ago, my wife was like, oh, this is a hobby we can do together. And my wife has never played tennis before. So like, I was trying to train her. And I just really want to just like whip it right by her, and it never worked out. And that's probably one of the main reasons, is because it's something that I've always wanted to get back into, but it's just a weird, weird game. Because what's funny is I also play hockey, and when I play hockey, I'm like the calmest, most relaxed guy out there. Like I don't really start stuff. I'm usually the guy that's like breaking up fights and trying all this stuff. But tennis, it's like, I remember in high school, I almost got into a fight with someone on the tennis court, just because when you have no one else but yourself, there's like this competitive nature that just like goes.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a fun game for sure. Well, obviously, man, you're a busy guy. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to chat with me today. I had a lot of fun. Obviously, you're someone who has been in my network, but I haven't necessarily talked to you before, and I'm excited to talk to you more in the future. For anyone who might stumble upon this video or listen to the podcast, if they wanted to reach out with you with any questions or anything like that, what would be the best way for them to get in contact with you?
And thankful for the time. Likewise, would love to do this again or chat on other topics in the future. I know our paths will cross again for sure. So, again, my name is John Bernasso, John Bernasso, Brunasso. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You could just search my name, and I should pop right up. I think I'm at 5,000 friends, which is the maximum. So please follow my personal page or my business page. And that's probably the best way. Facebook, LinkedIn, also YouTube. That sales training actually, Kyle, was for the whole industry. Just, I am a big fan of value add, steal my posts. I don't give a crap. I don't need credit. I'm not here for credit. I don't care. Steal it, post it. You help a family, you help renewable energy. That's what matters. That's why we're freaking here. So feel free to copy my content, steal my post, reshare whatever you want. There's some YouTube videos with some training. But those four platforms probably be the best way to find me.
Awesome, John. Well, thank you so much again, and we'll have to do it again sometime.